Я с добрым утром.
That was "They're Coming to Take Me Away". Coming up, "They're Coming to Take Me Away". But first, it's the Dean Show, featuring everyone's favorite, the Dean, and his favorite mancer, Thaddeus Penguin.
Good evening. And bienvenido to the Dean Show. It's the episodes 43 here in the Temple of the Dean. And we have the usual stuff Thaddeus and I do planned here for you this evening. Not forgetting, of course, that it's always evening in the surroundings of the Dean. Healing should occur right now. Now then. This show may be short because I sort of forgot to do it and it's sort of getting squeezed in. Now, we do have things and stuff. We have the smiting list, we have the Nile of the Week, the journal, the Dean sings, meme and all that stuff. I think, if I remember, there will be a new segment later on in the show tonight. We've got a brand new sponsor, and all sorts of great stuff for you here and things. So without further ado, let's introduce my manservant, Monsieur Le Thaddeus Penguin Esquire! What place is this? You are not Monsieur Le Thaddeus Penguin Esquire. What are you? Whoa, you scared me there. What are you? Mr. Cow, the cow from... Mr. Hey, it's a cow. And why are you on the Dean Show? And where is our beloved Monsieur Le Thaddeus? I see. Thaddeus, oh, that's right, Thaddeus left me a note. He said he would be away today and he's provided a suitable replacement. Something about his grandmother being ill or something. Okay, well, that's that then. Pity I don't get to share with him the great news. Turns out there is a chance I can be an extra in a movie. No, I think I should be the leading star, of course, but this is the Was Bono's Doppelganger or something of this sort, set for world release in the cinematic and the cinema. And the thing, and the attic. No. And then I can be an extra in there, and in it. Which is good, in some ways, and also in others. So there's the news on that one, there, now, then. Filming will happen in about a month, but hopefully I'll find out by the night in a week's time whether or not I'll get the part. It's an extra to be in, like, the background, doing nothing. Now, we should have a film all about the Dean. The Dean movie. Featuring the Dean and things. I would enjoy that quite a lot bit. Now then, since you're on the show, Mr. Kai, why don't you tell us something about selfs you? I don't even understand the question. We're going to move on with the show. And we have, for you right now, the quiz. Still no one entering. I mean, come on, this is ridiculous. I have got crazy Scientology stuff, an AC/DC album and money note thing, entire press kit, album, poster bits, stuff, crazy merch from 10 Year Vamp, and I have a book, Savage Days, Haunted Nights. All of this stuff, all you've got to do is email ThaddeusPenguin@hotmail.com or leave a comment on thedeanshrew.blogspot.com and say, give me stuff, and you will get stuff. That's as easy as it is. Bonus Christmas Xmas present from the Dean. Speaking of the Xmas, I'm planning a possible Christmas special supplement thing in place of the show that week on the Christmas with Niall to talk about Christmas. That may or probably won't happen. Now then, we do still have plans in next year for an awesome video supplement as well. Now, what we have now up next is a message from our brand new sponsor.
Esta semana, el TDAN programa es sponsored por el nuevo producto, la Hipo que no danse de la Sociedad para Hipos que danse.
Cada semana, le danseur est sponsored por la nuevo produit, le Hipo que no danse de la Sociedad por les Hipos que danse.
Heil Hitler.
Okay, well, that was our attempt to go a little bit multicultural there. As you see, the Spanish and French attempts worked, the German there at the end, not so much. But anyway, that was a message from our new sponsor, and I'll say it for you in English. It's the new product from the Hippo That Doesn't Dance from the Society for the Hippo That Dances. Where there is a fire at one end and a fool at the other. And like that.
Heil Hitler. Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler. Heil Hitler. Heil Hitler. Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler. Piero, il Duce, Benito Mussolini.
And now, we present the Dean and
Mr.
McCoy to you, the smiting list. Prepare to be smitten. Okay, so basically I have no choice, but we have to have an impromptu smiting list, and to that list we have got to add whatever just happened at the end of our sponsor with this fascist stroke Nazi invasion. So here, we're gonna smite it now, okay? So, Mr. Kai, will you help me out? I'm a-charging my smiteometer, and I'm a-firing my smiting lasers. Go! Well, that's the end of that then, there. So, with that done, we can progress with the show, and we have an announcement to make. Number one, there is a new poll up on the blog. So do take that, thedeanshow.blogspot.com. Take the poll, it's for your favourite segment on the show. Because if lots of people like a segment, then we'll make it more prominent, and if lots of people hate a segment, we might drop it, or probably not. But it's good to know which segments to put more effort into. At the moment, the poll is split between Smiting List and The Journal. I didn't think people would like The Journal, I must say. And for the second part is that The Smiting List is obviously my favourite segment, because of the theme trend mostly. And because I get to smite in very Oscar, because I am the Dean, the awesome, powerful entity, the Master of Divinity, Master of the the Dean! Okay, and number two then, the second announcement, is that there is a rapture coming up on Monday the 14th of December. Depending on when you're listening, that may be... Well, this is Sunday, so I don't even know if I'm going to get the show out today, but it could be out on Monday, or it could be in the past already. Who knows? Because you are listening through your own earballs in your own time. In your own planetiverse. Now then, that's that. So, with that said, I think we can move on with the show. But first, I think it's time to get some background information on our co-host for this evening. Please welcome, not Thaddeus, Mr. Carr. Well, not really welcome, he's been here, but I'm gonna let him speak for a moment. Okay, so we're gonna do this one like a questionnaire. First of all, tell us where you're from and why you're here. Interesting story and tale there. Now, what are your hopes and aspirations here tonight, this evening, on TTD exclamation mark S, replacing the Thaddeus Penguin Esquire? And your next question is, why did he do that? And you didn't think that was just a little bit risky? Oh, well, I admire your genitals for that. Enough of you.
Oh my god!
What on earth was that? What? Children? Damn it. These children have been trying to find a way to breach the temple security and get in here for days. And now with Thaddeus gone, and Falafel nowhere to be seen, and Mr. Kai too busy being interviewed, these children have managed to get in. Children, I'm afraid I'm going to have to smite you right now. I'm sorry, you're going to be R.I.P. in a second.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you better, oops. In fact, I would have gone for... I think this is worth the multiple oops. You better be smitten right now. It's going to happen, kids. I'm sorry. I will not get in touch with your mummy to tell her I smote you, because, quite frankly, I don't care, and I'm busy trying to teach Mr. Kai how to make good tea in between recording the show. Your expression makes me think you don't know the show. It's The Dean Show, which you can find on iTunes by searching for The Dean Show, or by going to thedeanshow.blogspot.com, and that's where all of our links are to everything. Buy our t-shirts, take our poll, leave feedback, that is penguin@hotmail.com, and things and stuff, and now be smitten!
Oh my god!
Yeah, oh, you're a flying spaghetti monster indeed. Now then, I'm a charging my lasers. And now I'm a firing my smiting thing.
Ouch!
Yeah, ouch indeed. Now then, with those children smitten, we can move on with the show. I like how you helped me there, Mr. Kai. Now then, what's next on the show? We've had the smiting list impromptu already, and we sort of did a bonus edition there. Oh yes, did I make my announcement? The Rapture. Yeah, I did make that announcement. The Rapture, December 14th. Just gonna throw that out there so that you are aware of that. Now, let's see. The quiz. Let's have the quiz announcement up next, of course. You can win 10-year Vamp CD album thing and other bonus merch press kit. You can also win AC/DC Fake Money and High Voltage CD unopened, as well as the Savage Days Haunted Nights book. And Crazy Scientology book with bonus stuff in. And all you've got to do is send an email to ThaddeusPenguin@hotmail.com or leave a comment on thedeanshow.blogspot.com saying, give me stuff. Or words to that effect. And non-effect. Okay, so that's in lieu of the quiz at the moment. We're just doing that free giveaway, ask for stuff, and you shall receive. Now then, up next, NL The Shoe, I'm going to talk a little bit about last night I went to see Eddie Izzard. Just take a sip of my tea here that Mr. Kai made. It's tolerable. Okay, so, went down with Niall and Alex and Bryners to see Eddie Izzard. Something went something like this. We were, Niall was driving, first time on a motorway, oh no. And no one really knew where we were going, but we managed to work it out with the excellence that is the Dean. I would have brought Thaddeus with us to this show, but I didn't get about it. We knew he was going to be away at this time. So, what we did was, we went down there, tried to navigate our way along, and then, let's see what happened. There was something, Niall missed the turning. Well, there was one part where it was like we weren't really quite sure where to go, so then it was just like, right, this way, go! And we were like trying to drive in, but we into the car park. This was at, we missed the Victoria Centre car park we were trying to get into, so then we had to drive up to the Castle Court car park. This won't make sense to anyone who's not from Northern Ireland. And then we were trying to get in there, so you're crossing across the one lane to get into the car park, and then Niall sort of stopped in there, and then everyone shouted, go Niall, go, go, go! And then I had to rapidly sort of accelerate and drive so that we didn't get wiped out. Then we got in, it was all, yeah, we got in. Getting there was the easy part. Getting out of the car park on foot was the hard part. No idea what was going on. Then we find out the shopping centre is locking up for the night. We said, well, what time does the car park shut? 9 p.m. So can we not get the car out after that? No. Back to the car park. Cost $170 for a 10-minute stay. And then now we drive, and we're trying to get to the Odyssey. Which way does it go? Well, we don't know where we're going. Oh, look, there's some lights in the sky. Let's just follow the lights. So we followed the lights. We followed the lights that we could see. And that was pretty much all we could do. And then there was a part where... Where do we go? Left or right to the Odyssey? We don't know. You know what? I think this needs to get this music. I'm just going to stick this music in here. Nile of the week. Fool at the other end. Nile of the week. Fool at the other end. Okay, so that's that, because we... it was quite scary. So we thought, which way do we go? Left or right? We don't know. And then Nile just said, right, we're going right. Go! Ah! And just rapidly sort of turned to the right. And we just veered away on there. And then we looked behind us and said, oh, yeah, it was left. So then we said, wait a minute, we're back at Castle Court Park Car Park again? Where we just got, had to, let's loop around again and come back. Not that it was anyone's fault. And Nile was actually a good driver. And I need to admit that, I've just put that music in. That music goes to all of us for sort of not really knowing where we were going and having a few sort of, where are we going, let's try this thing, go moments. But a little bit foolish. But it all worked out well in the end, surprisingly. And the journey home was very successful as well. But I just thought we'd stick the music in there for the Nile of the Week. It was essentially all of us, except for me, of course. Now then, I need to tell you that we've got two supplements coming up, the video next year, and of course the Christmas show I'm going to try to get done, maybe. So there's that coming up for you. I also need to tell you that this show is, this particular week, the shows are a little bit late, I know, and they're a little bit shorter because they've also been recorded in many parts. Because to be honest, it's very difficult squeezing them in right about this week. It just has... I don't know why. It just is. This week is difficult. Now then, as for the actual Idiots Are True itself, I mean, it was hilarious. It was really awesome. We arrived just on time. Got down. The background song was playing before the show started. It was very amusing because the riff was like... let me think. Something like that. So it went like line of vocals. Line of vocals. Line of vocals. Nothing else happened. Occasionally the soloist would play one note, leading it like a leading into the. But it was going on for like 4 minutes of this, and it was like, yeah, this song is pretty good, but also getting a bit boring now. Then the show started, of course, and Eddie Izzard was awesome and hilarious and made fun of religion quite a lot. The Ten Commandments making fun. There's a good bit with the plagues. You don't really have a plague of frogs. You just have more frogs than before. Because it's like flies and the locusts and stuff. You know, they're everywhere. They're all in your, all over your face, and they're everywhere. And you can't see, you can't breathe. They're getting in your mouth. Plague of frogs, they're on the ground. I mean, they're just sitting on the ground. Well, you got to pick them up and scoop them over yourself. Ah, oh, it's a plague of frogs. Ah, oh, they're on me. And there's another really funny moment as well, though I've forgotten what that one was. I knew it earlier when I was prepping for this. Let me think. Eddie Izzard, what did he do? Made fun of religion, some stuff. I forget. But the show was really rather amusing indeed. I think he did say the word rapture at one point, so that's good. Nothing on the wine press, though, but, you know, whatever. Mentioning the commandments and stuff, and generally making fun of God and religion a bit, as well as other stuff. It wasn't all just religion bashing. It was about, like, the universe and stuff. Lots of funny Wikipedia bits, and, oh yeah, that's the other funny bit. It was talking about your computer needs updated. Do you want to do the update? Okay, go. Okay, do you want to know the details of it? No. Okay, your ziddly D's become ziddly doodlies. So that's fine, whatever, just go in the background. And then, 6 minutes to go. 5 minutes to go. 4 minutes to go. 6 minutes to go. 2 seconds to go. 9 minutes to go. 1 second to go. 5 years to go. You know, and that is the sort of thing that it does. And it was quite amusing. And then you get the update, restart and all, and then nothing has changed. It's so true. It's so true. Okay, so that was the other really funny bit. Great, great comedian, the Eddie Izzard. I'm not sure, I'm thinking he's equal to Bill Bailey, having just seen them both in the last month or so. Reese is all the way down bottom now. I'm just not liking Reese as much, especially since he was a historian and not a comedian. Now then, coming up next, we're going to have the FML and the meme, and then I am going to debut for you a brand new segment this week. FMyLife.com. Some stuff from F My Life, cause it's funny, lol. People suck. Okay, so here's this week's FML. Let's see, FMyLife.com is here, and here is this one. Today, I find out why two of my friends race downstairs to each other to the cafeteria every day at lunch. Apparently, there's only one free seat at the table with the rest of their friends, and the loser has to eat lunch with me. F my life. Yeah, I'd say that you suck. Here's another one, though, which I think is actually rather amusing. Today at work, I was playing football with one of my camp kids in the indoor pool. I saw a co-worker walking by, and I decided to hit him with the football. The football slipped out of my hand, and I hit a lady in the face, breaking her nose and causing her to fall and get a concussion. FML. I'd actually say F her life, and you should be like, lol, 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 finger guns. But, you know, that's just me, because I am the Dean. Now then, Mr. Kyle, will you please hit the segment for the meme of the week? Meme, meme, meme of the week. Meme of the week, meme of the week, meme of the week. Silly internet meme thing, funny thing, internet phenomenon of the week. Meme. Meme of the week. Ha! I love the backbeat in that one. Okay, let's see if I can find a meme for this week, and I think I've got it. I think I know what we're gonna have this week. I think I've got this week's meme. Just trying to find it. And while I get it loading up, we're going to fill. So you're like a bandicoot. You're like on an island of some sort. Something about cortex, and like that. Okay, this week's meme is the banana phone, ring, 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 banana phone, and such like. And let's see if we can get a clip from it. Meme, meme, meme of the week. I just love that. The sort of dun 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 backbeat that goes on in that one. Is this happening, or is there like anything happening? Is anything happening here? Anything? Right, let's go to google.com. So you're like a bandicoot, you're like on an island. Ring banana phone. Let's see if I can get it to work. Here we go.
Ring, 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 banana phone. Ring, 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 banana phone. I've got this feeling so appealing for us to get together and sing, sing. Ring, 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 banana phone. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, banana phone. It grows in bunches. I've got my hunches. It's the best. Beat the rest. Cellular, modular, interactive, modular. Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
So there's the banana phone on the meme del week. De la semana. Okay, so let's see. We've done that. Now, we do have a new segment coming up right after the journal. In fact, we're going to do it before the journal. It's a new segment. It's the impersonation of the week. It does not yet have a theme tune. It may not work or stay. I just thought of it today, and we're going to see... Or, well, a couple days ago. We're going to see what happens. Okay? So here we go. This week's is as follows. The Dean Man. Master of the Universe. The Dean Man. Grey Skull. Thing. Okay, I didn't really write into that, to be honest. That was replacing He-Man with the Dean Man. More greatness like that to follow. Oh, God. Anyone remember that cartoon with the shark in it? I like that. I've been thinking about this a lot recently. I'm gonna Google this cartoon with shark. Go! You know, he was like a silly shark. He was like in a cartoon with some people, and he was like, hey, I'm a silly shark. Ooh, I'm a shark. And then it was like, oh, Jabberjaw, yeah. Jabberjaw. Yeah. Jabberjaw theme song. I wonder if I can play a clip from this. This sounds promising.
Hi there, I'm Jabberjaw.
Yes.
They call me Jabberjaw.
The most futuristic shark you ever saw. I can laugh and talk and look.
And of course, no one remembers that. Yeah, I played that because I want to talk about this Jabberjaw. He was like a cartoon. It was a bit like a Scooby-Doo type of thing, except with a shark. I wonder if there's a Wikipedia article on Jabberjaw. en.wikipedia.org/wiki/Jabberjaw. Come on. Yeah! Jabber, 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 Jabberjaw. Is a 30-minute Saturday morning animated series created by Joe Ruby and Ken Spears, produced by Hanna-Barbera Inc. from September 11th, 76 to September 3rd, 78 on ABC. And over here they showed on Cartoon Network occasionally. It was produced over 2 years, there were 16 episodes ever, and it was about a shark and was lol and also quite a bit good. And that's that. Let's read a little bit about him here. It says Jabberjaw is a 15-foot talking great white shark, drummer for the band The Neptunes, which is made up of four teenagers, Biff, Shelly, Bubbles, and Clamhead, who live in an underwater civilization in 2076. They travel to various underwater cities where they encounter and deal with diabolical villains who want to conquer the undersea world. It says here that one of the characters is very similar to Scooby-Doo's Shaggy, and Josie and the Pussycats is Alexander. Anyone remember Josie and the Pussycats? Well, that was another great show. Let's see if I can find Josie and... Oh, apparently the first episode had a negative racial stereotype, and so it was received badly. Let's see if I can find Josie and the Pussycats. Oh, they were in Yogi's Space Race. Yeah, everyone loves Yogi Bear. Call him Josie and the Pussycats. That's probably not even the tune. They were another band, just like the Jabberjaw Neptunes people. Let's see. Saturday morning television from 70 to 71, and then reruns from 71 to 72. In 72, the show was reconceptualized as Josie and the Pussycats in Outer Space. And there were 16 episodes in 72-3. Followed by more reruns of the original series in 75-6. There's an all-girl pop band. I've never seen the... it was 21 minutes long. I've never seen the space version. Yeah, so that's... That's that. Josie and the Pussycats. I wonder if I can find it on YouTube and we'll have a little clip from it. YouTube... No, YouTube. Josie and the Pussycats. That's absolutely not how it goes. Josie and the Pussycats. And, did anyone even care about these 70s cartoons? That, I mean, I remember watching these. I used to watch these cartoons. Josie and the Pussycats. Let's see what happens here. It's, something's happening. Okay, now we're getting an anime. That's not right. There we go. Remastered in stereo. Way, hey. Hey, of course that cartoon doesn't really tell you anything. That the songs tell you nothing about the cartoons, but whatever. It's interesting because the one guy in there looks exactly like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. The other guy looks exactly like Fred, and I couldn't see the other characters, but it looked exactly like a Scooby-Doo cartoon with the same like camera angle usage and everything. Last one. Everyone loves this one. The most badass Circle Master ever. You can guess who this is.
Captain Caveman!
Set free by the Teen Angels from his prehistoric block of glacier ice comes the world's first superhero, Captain Caveman! Now the constant companion to the Teen Angels, Brenda, Dee Dee, and Taffy in their hilarious and sometimes scary mystery missions. Get ready for Captain Caveman and the Teen Angels!
And good times were had, and the three girls, the Teen Angels, look exactly like people from Scooby-Doo and the Josie and the Pussycats and Jabberjaw. They're like all the same cartoon. The Captain Caveman looks a bit like the two guys from the little weird things from the Wacky Races cartoon. The Caveman. And he has a club, and he flies with his club, and then it goes and runs out of gas and he falls. Great. You know what else I liked? Hong Kong Phooey. Right, well, that's enough of that. I must say, I like the intro to that one. It's like, in there, hilarious and or funny and sometimes scary adventures. And it's just like, yeah, so you're telling us that it's funny and then it might be... it's not going to be scary. But I like how they tell you that it's funny, just in case you missed that part. Okay, that's enough of that. Let's move on. What's up next? Like the journal or something? That Mr. Kai hit the music for the journal. The Dean's Journal. What's the Dean been up to? The Dean's Journal. Journal of the Dean. What's he been doing throughout the week? You get to hear what the Dean has been doing live, just as it actually happens. The Dean's Journal. Mister, please take us out of ridiculously fast speeds. Okay, so what have I been doing? I've been watching The IT Crowd on the television. Great show. It's got about an IT department, three people, a girl and two guys, or a woman and two men, and they like to be in the IT department, but really, like technicians, but really not do very much, or know very much about IT. And there's one called, the recent episode was Friend Face, and it was like Facebook and MySpace and stuff. And the people were all on it, and it's funny. And there's another one where she has, like, they meet up with their old friends and stuff. There's one where she has like, she has to write a speech for winning Employee of the Month, and they write it for her, and because she doesn't know anything, so they give her a black box and tell her that it's the internet, and there's all sorts of awesome stuff. There is one part where the boss was going out with this girl, and then she used to be a man, so he dumped her, but which is about mean, actually. But the one part that was funny was that he's like, I'm afraid it's over. There'll be no more paintball tournaments and Steven Seagal marathons, and I was like, yeah! I also watched American Dad and Family Guy. I watch those, like, every night. American Dad, there was a great bit where the person, they brainwashed her, and she thought she was back in... Francine thought she was back in 85. So to make her believe she was back in 85, they put up an AC/DC poster. At first I marked out, then I thought, wait a minute, are you trying to say that they were only relevant in the 80s? I think that's what they're saying, which makes me sad. They're probably bigger now than they were in 85, considering their 85 album was full of echo, despite having good songs on it. Fly on the Wall. Haven't really been playing anything. Not really. A bit more Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2, little bits of that here and there, and movies, I really haven't been watching anything. I've got The Patriot. Gotta watch The Patriot. Gotta watch that. A little bit of Seagal movie news, though. Looking at his Wikipedia, Under Siege 3 2011 has been removed. It's now a TBA, and it's Under Siege 3 Plane Disaster. So they're going for the plane and not the space. Prince of Pistols is in there as a TBA. That's one he's been wanting to make for a long time. And some other random thing that may not be real has been added in as well. Yoda's something, right? I don't even know what it is. That's that. Some upcoming Seagal movies. Don't forget, though, upcoming before the end of the year, December 28th, A Dangerous Man is released. And we've still got Born to Raise Hell coming out next year as well. Nothing and nothing, blibbin' blobbin'. We have up for you next on The Dean Show, right here in the Temple of the Dean. Some more stuff. What have we got left to do? The actual journal recordings, obviously, are coming up. And The Dean Sings is coming up. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I've done relevant. I haven't read anything. I don't think there's anything relevant to mention here in these opening moments of the journal that I've been doing. What have I been listening to? Let's think, what have I been listening to? The usual stuff, you know it by now. I don't think I've been listening to anything new. Yes, I have! I downloaded 26 different versions of Johnny B. Goode, all by different bands, and it was absolutely awesome. Elvis's version is pretty good. Motorhead's isn't actually... Well, it's pretty cool. Green Day's isn't too bad. There's a bunch of different versions. I still say Judas Priest's and Jerry Lee Lewis's are really good. Obviously, Chuck Berry's is the best. Turns out that infamous, you know what, we've got to play it, we've got to play the most famous guitar intro in history, the most famous riff of any kind in history. Here we go, Johnny B. That's what Elvis says at the start of his version. He says Johnny B. Anyway, here's Johnny B. Goode's guitar intro, which incidentally Chuck Berry used in like 6 different songs. Turns out he actually knuck it from another song. Whatever. So before we get to the main journal, one thing I've been looking into is Tato. I don't know if you know this, Tato. They're crisp people from Northern Ireland. I think they sell some stuff in the Republic. It's a totally separate company. They just leased the name to them. Similar products, though. And they also have, I think they're a little bit in the mainland. And the reason I was looking at it, because I remember they used to have Tato Postman Pat crisps. Anyone ever remember this Postman Pat? I used to, and I was wondering, where are my Postman Pat crisps? I don't see them in the shop that I work in. We used to buy them in here a long time ago. Where are they? What happened? Who set up us the bomb? Turns out they don't exist anymore. At least I don't think they do. Though Tato do still own the franchising rights for it. I don't think they exist anymore. And they used to have other crisps. Fives. And these were little 5p packets of crisps. And you would have... Remember all the 10p crisps are now like 30p, and the 30p crisps are like 1,000,000p now? They used to have fives, and they were just little, like, weird, a bit shaped a bit like Watsits, I suppose. Or were they? Or were they balls? I don't even remember. But there were 3 flavors: red, green, and yellow, and they were nice. Apparently, tens exist. Shock horror! But not in Northern Ireland. Now that only in the mainland for some reason. And of course, Taito has Taito Castle, and you can go in and have a tour, and it's all based around their special formula for the cheese and onion crisps. Because they're very strong flavoured, and that's why lots of people in Europe like to export them, because they're the best cheese and onion crisps ever. Now then, now they have all sorts of stupid... They got to a point where I refused to accept anything new that came afterwards. So when you have, like, Taito Fusion, you get this with lots of things. Dark chocolate Kit Kat. Crazy drink Powerade colored thing. I'm just like, no, that's not, doesn't work like that. Okay, we don't have these new things. Crisps are cheese and onion, salt and vinegar, prawn cocktail, smoky bacon, beef, nothing else. You know, chicken and then that's it. You know, Kit Kat never had dark chocolate before. Does not accept. And then, of course, you have, like, you know, instead of these crazy drinks and chocolate bars and crisp flavors we're getting these days, roast thyme and olive and metal. I don't know. And drinks are just like Coke, Fanta, Pepsi, Sprite. Something like that. 7-Up. Something like that. So I don't like all these newfangled things the kids are doing. And of course, the kids are always doing it in Spanish, as we know. Los estos things os nuevos. Anyway, where are we? Oh, yeah, the journal.
Journal. It is early on a Saturday morning. And I just stopped walking along the street, experiencing the cool morning breeze. And I was fortunate enough to stop by a house which contained within the garden of it a dog. It was one of those little white dogs with the pointy ears and the fluffy and the little tail. But this one was positively gleeful. And I walked past and he was looking through the gate and he was like, woof woof. And positively gleeful. And so I went back and stopped and called him over and stroked him. And it was pleasant. That's put me in a good mood. That is all. So, my earphones are dead. Absolutely crap. One of them is very inaudible. Now the other one is very inaudible. So I spontaneously had to go down to the HMV, or HIMV, as it is also not known, to purchase some new ones. And as I was buying them, 22 quid, as I was buying them, my iPod ran out of battery. And my spare one, randomly, somehow, despite never getting used, is always out of battery. So I didn't even get to try my new earphones. Arg. Okay. Kerrang had a thing. Full on 50, the top 50 rock songs of the decade. Now, I missed the first three, so from 48 to 50, so I don't know what those were, but I watched the rest. And I was thinking, yeah. And as I got closer, you know, I was thinking, Rock and Roll Train's going to be in it, obviously. Where's it going to be? So I was watching through and through. It wasn't in the 50, you know, the 40s. It's going to be in the 30s. It's going to be in the 20s. It's going to be in the 10s. I was like, wait a minute. It's going to be number one. No. Number one was Limp Bizkit. Keep rolling, 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 rolling. Absolutely crap. AC/DC weren't in it at all. Metallica, The Day That Never Comes, wasn't in it. At all. In fact, the 40s were okay, and after that it was really crap. It was just full of Kid Rock and My Chemical Romance and Nickelback, yeah! All those crap bands that you hate, Fall Out Boy, woohoo! Okay, so at our SU, there was some sort of event. Bring Along the Atheists Day, I call it. It was one of those events where the atheists can come and debate about, is the Bible relevant? That's absolutely not what happened. In the end, it turned out to be a presentation. So they had this thing, and this was going to be awesome. I couldn't go out to work, you know, to pay for Thaddeus. And I must presumably falafel, I don't really know. And so Niall, we sent Niall. Now I actually gave Niall this recorder in hopes that he would record what happened so I could listen to it and have LOL Bible afterwards. And you could all share that and join in. Obviously, Niall's incompetence has prevented that from happening, but he forgot to record it. But he was there and apparently he did ask one or two questions, you know, about the fact that the Bible was voted on and all these things, you know. about the relevance of the Bible to today and its reliability, but apparently it was really just a presentation, and didn't really get anywhere, because they basically, it was, you know, faith is of course important, and basically they said that the Bible is really old, so it's reliable, it's been translated many times, and that makes it reliable in some way for some reason, and that's it really. What about the people who voted on the Bible? The Council of Nicaea? Well, the books they voted out were for fakes. They weren't inspired by God. The books they voted in were inspired by God. And God helped the council, I guess, to make that decision. This is just ridiculous. Come on, books were voted out 100 years ago. The Apocrypha. Come on, people. And apparently Niall spent half of the time face-palming. So there we go. Eddie Izzard this weekend. Woohoo! Ha 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 ha! Turns out in his next movie, Seagal named his character. He wrote the script entirely by himself without your help and help this time. And he named his own character Handsome B. Wonderful. Though I have heard somewhere that it's been renamed Bobby. It's just funny because apparently I read somewhere that in one of his movies it's going to be like there's a 1 second nude shot of Seagal. Not pleasant, probably from the side or the back or something, but even so, in the trailer for something, or hopefully that's not true. Just not pleasant. It's funny because he said somewhere, I just hope I can be remembered as a great actor and writer rather than as a sex symbol. Like that's going to happen. Oh, God. Silly Seagal. Still the best actor ever, of course. Hey, turns out these new earphones are the good El Bueno, as the kids say. So, as a Christmas present, we got some roses. You know these things? Cadbury's roses box here at the temple. I think someone sent them to Thaddeus from his home in that igloo. But, I must say they're pretty good. Pretty good stuff. I'm liking it. It was, there are a few units. The dairy milks are obviously delicious. But then there's a few other good ones in there. We've got caramel. Those are a bit hard. I can't eat those with the brace. And the hazel with caramel are okay, but I'm not a big fan of hazelnuts. But there are two. Caramel, violet, velvet, something like that. Something with a V. Violent caramel, something, I don't know. It comes in a green wrapper. It's awesome. And then there's another one. Golden barrel. Exactly the same, but shaped like half a barrel. Awesome! Love it. Gotta love that caramel. Always bite it in half, don't eat it in one bite. Then you don't really experience the caramely goodness. And, studio is all crazy decorated, by the way. I've got an origami Santa and everything. And by everything, I mean nothing else. Huzzah! Well, I've gotta go see what's taking Thaddeus so long with that tea. Just got a card in the mail from Boney the Dog, from the Thoughts Out of Context show. Boney the Dog sending me the card addressed to the Dean, Thaddeus Penguin, and all who dwell in the Temple of the Dean. So thanks for that, and I gotta get one and back to you for the Xmas. And, yeah. I had a great idea for a new segment on the Dean Show. New segment. I've probably forgotten it and forgotten all the ideas I had for it by the time we get to the show tomorrow. But great segment idea. It's going to be fantastic in that it will be a bit crap. And don't forget, if you don't know, there are two new segments on the wrestling portion of the show at the end, so check those out. Cool theme tunes and everything. Yeah. Hey, 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 hoo-hoo, hoo-ha, roo-ra-ma, roo-ba, loo-ba-da-ba-ba-da, boop. I don't know. All in one go, I just got 3 more UCAS offers from Queens, which just means I'm not 4 out of 5, 8, 8, 8, awesome. Now then, what else needs to be discussed? The Patriot by Stephen. Steven Seagal DVD just arrived here. Hopefully I'll be reviewing that on the show if I get a chance to watch it. And I probably won't, but maybe next week. Okay. Now, you know I always said my favourite three rock and roll artists were the Chuck Berry, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Little Richard. Obviously because they're the best. And then I was surprised to see that all three of them appeared together on a tour poster, so it's like they knew they were the best. Well, now, I just was re-listening to an AC/DC song, R.I.P., Rock in Peace. And just right at the end, Bond shouts, like Little Richard, oh Jerry Lee. No, it goes, like Little Richard, oh Jerry Lee, Chuck baby. So he mentions the three of them, and that was full of bant and awesome, because it's like my favourite three rock and roll guys in the song by my favourite band, and like, together, because they're the best stuff. So yeah, pleasing to the Dean. We are now going to interview this cow. That is all.
Okay, so that's your journal done. Now I'm going to put in a few plugs, and then we'll get to the Dean Sings. Our final segment for today, I believe. Hence there is no thuddy mail. Oh yeah, first of all, before the plugs, the Dean Shonery. This week's word in the Dean Shonery, Mr. Cow, for helping us out this week. Now then, it's the Dean Sings, and, the plugs, yeah. On the blog, there are links to Wiggly's World. We can check out all the things there, the forums, the podcast. There's a new nearly 3.5-hour Wiggly World just came out, 3:18, I think it is. Check that out. All the other things there, Trapdoor and all that. Then there's the Senjay Show. So we've got wigglysworld.com, we've got the senjayshow.podomatic.com, I want to say. We've got the WH2 News R. I don't know what the... Is it podbean.com/WH? I have no idea. Thoughts Out of Context with Boney the Dog. Just got a card from him, a Christmas card, and I'm sending one back to him. I don't even know what these links are, to be honest. I'm gonna tell you though. I'm gonna tell you what the links are so that we can actually plug them. Also, thegoodatheist.net. Check that out. And while you're online, look for John Dredge comedy. See if you can find that. TheDeanShow.blogspot.com is the URL and the website and things for the blog. Now, TheDeanShow.com does exist, and I do own it. It just doesn't work. Maybe one day I'll try to make it work. Don't forget to take the poll on there. Okay, also, what have we got? So the Senjay Show is the senjayshow.podomatic.com. We've got hh2news.podomatic.com, and Thoughts Out of Context is dramaguycjm.podomatic.com. We got thegoodatheist.net and wigglysworld.com or org. Also, don't forget c-13.co.uk for Lloyd Connor's site things there. And with that done, I think Logic Hunter was trying to put us on the Pirate Bay. Don't know if he did or not. That's us for the this. Here's the Dean Sings music things. Hit it, Mr. Cow.
This is the jingle to introduce the jingle. This is the jingle that introduces the segment that we like to call the Dean Sings. The Dean Sings uses songs from promotingcrap.com.
This week, reading a book. Reading a book. Reading the book, yeah, reading the book. You open the book, explore what's inside. How many chapters, how many pages? Reading a book, learning new vocabulary. Reading a book, enjoying the story. Reading a book, new experiences. Reading a book, oh. Reading a book, reading a book, reading the story. How many story, finish the page, read from left to right. Turn the page, read in a book. Read in a book. Read in a book. Read in the story. Read in a book. Read in a book. Read in a book. What's happening in the book? Read in a book. Improve your knowledge. Sometimes it's a thriller or a crime or stuff. Sometimes it's storybook with pictures. Pictures, 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 pictures. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's a religious text, but that's bad. Sometimes it is educational non-fiction. Non-fiction. But I prefer fiction books, like crime books. Dun 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 dun. Reading a book. Reading a book. Live interview right here, spontaneous on the Dean Show in the Temple of the Dean. We have with us Mr. Generic Random Person. Shout something in the general direction of the mic.
Yay!
Exactamundo. Now, what is your name, where are you from, and why?
Because you asked me.
Say some stuff. And he's gone. Okay, back here in the temple, we've got for you the end of the show. I'm going to hit the outro. And then we're going to take you out with a song from Ariel. I'm going to decide what that is in a moment. But we're going to have the outro. But first, Mr. Kai, thank you very much for your contributions to this week's show. Have you enjoyed yourself on the Dean Show? And we enjoyed having you until I just smote you then. Okay, so the Dean Show .blogspot.com, all that stuff. Make sure you do keep downloading and spreading the word, because we really need it at this point, because the future of the show is uncertain, with the lack of support happening recently, and lack of feedback, and listeners, and subscriptions are going down, so, you know, stuff and things. We are still the most popular The Dean Show in iTunes, though. Okay, here is the outro. No, we're going to have the song first. I'm going to find out the song. I'm going to take you out with Powder Burn. Slowly divide. Well, that's it for this week on TTG! S. Return next week, inferior scum, or be smitten and ultimately destroyed. Also next week, Thaddeus returns. And things. Au revoir. We'll be right back.
start to think that any moment I'd receive it. Don't start to ask me if you died. Don't start to think that if you're crying, I believe it. Never ask me why. I barely believe it. Slowly I'm starting to see it. Slowly I barely believe it. Slowly I barely believe it. Believe it. I barely believe it. Slowly
The Dean Show was created, conceived, performed, hosted, and produced by The Dean for The Dean. T by Thaddeus Penguin. Wrestling Show Musics by Evan Armstrong. Artwork by Evan Armstrong. Backstabbing and Betrayal by Logic Honor. Intro voiceover by Danny from The Sanjay Show. Intro music and outro music by 10 Year Vamp, Kindred Souls, and Russian Band. Music used from Aerial Publicity, Cyber PR, and MeView Music Alley, Podsafe Music Network. The Dean Sings segment uses music from PromotingCrap.com. F My Life segment uses anecdotes from fmylife.com.
That was the Dean Show. Coming up, they're coming to take me away.